Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. I've become fascinated with how California is handling a true water crisis while also considering penalizing rooftop solar generation. When it comes to water wasters in Southern California, the authorities are reluctantly lowering the boom. If you won't cooperate voluntarily, the local water agency is beginning to choke the taps of the worst offenders, limiting the water flow of those who mock water conservation rules, paid the fines, and kept on mocking. Their showers will henceforth slow to a trickle, and sprinklers will be rendered unusable. 5 stars for the water agency. Water is the elephant in the room in Southern California. There wasn't much water there at all until a half century ago when a great feat of engineering began moving snowmelt and rain from hundreds of miles north, turning areas in the north into desert and creating emerald lawns and parched hills down south. Now drought is forcing California to address that elephant since we're in the third year of extreme drought, the driest 2 decades in 1,200 years. Reservoirs are very low and water agencies are having to take extreme measures to get through the dry, hot fire season ahead. Climate change is no longer a future risk. It is now in our face. Now let's look at how the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission, is dealing with rooftop solar panels. They announced on May 9th that they are still considering the solar tax of between $300 to $600 per year for the average small-scale solar user, while also slashing the credit for the excess solar energy users send back to the grid. So in essence, they want to make solar users pay for harvesting and using the sun's energy. The less energy you buy from the utility because of solar use, the higher the tax. I wonder when they will start taxing those who hang their wash on a clothesline instead of using a dryer. This tax violates every principle of conservation and contradicts everything the Newsom administration says it is for: addressing climate change, promoting clean energy, making solar more equitable, what does that even mean, and keeping the lights on. 250 years ago, regular everyday people revolted against senseless oppressive taxes levied by a monarchy. Today, instead of King George, we have PG&E in bed with Governor Newsom doing whatever it takes to use the public like a cash machine. California is still the undisputed leader when it comes to solar power in the United States. So it seems to me to consider penalizing small rooftop solar users who are part of the solution to our increasing energy problems is pretty, what should I say, this is radio, so I can't say it. No stars for the CPUC and Newsom. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.